Praise the living God, dear hearts. Thank you for joining me again today on Holy Ghost Fire Talk. I am your host, Evangelist King, delivering pastor at House Shalom. You know, at House Shalom, you're always reminded that your body is not just your body. So we're not free to do anything we want to do with our body. The Word of God tells us that our body is actually the house, the temple, the dwelling place, the tent of the Holy Ghost. We are His temple. Praise the living God. And at House Shalom, we make you aware of that. You know, the devil don't like you being reminded that you are the temple of God. Because if you're reminded you are the temple of God, you'll be careful what you do in and with God's house. What you allow to allow inside God's house and what you allow on the outside of God's house. Now, remember, God said He is holy. So He told us to be holy. Without holiness, no man or woman shall see God. So again, the devil don't like it. That's why he works mightily to get one not to connect with this ministry. And when they do connect, he hurry up and work his scheme to get them to disconnect. Why? Because we remind you, as well as ourselves, that we are the house, the temple of the Holy Ghost. You know, paranormal investigators, psychics, they do teach it's okay to dwell with demons in your house. But do what not so with the Holy Ghost. Jesus said no. One day He told me to tarry. I have some of you, but I don't have all of you. And praise the Lord, He led me to my human helper, who happened to be in a female exorcist. She was just a servant of God who was a female, who believed in allowing the Holy Spirit to use her to cast devils out. The Lord said, these signs shall follow them who believe. In my name they shall. And one of them is they shall cast out devils. Praise the living God. God coming back for a church, for a body without spot or wrinkle, dear heart. Now, we can't be serving God in our spirit and allowing the devil to raise hell in our soul realm, which is our mind, will, emotion, and also in our body, and think we're going to go where Jesus is. Not so, dear heart. No sin going to enter to His kingdom. Praise the living God. So, He's wanting us while we're on this earth. After our life on this earth comes the judgment. So the choices are ours. He said, I set before you this day life, death, good and evil. Now you choose. I was a young girl when the Holy Ghost carried me to that word. And that was the Lord telling me, Terry, the choice is yours. I set before you life, death, good and evil. Now you choose. But then the Lord told me His choice. He said, but I'd rather for you to choose life and good. Not only so you would live, but your seed, which is your children, will live also. So whatever choice that I made, selected, my children fell under that choice as well. So parents, you got underage kids, and they need deliverance. Well, do you not know that you need deliverance too? Because their deliverance is tied to your deliverance. These are underage kids, one that is 12 and under. And if 13 and older, their sins on themselves. And then that's when you need to tell them, look, you need mama, daddy, sin. And you need to come to Jesus Christ and get delivered just like mama, daddy got delivered. Praise the living God. You know, Holy Ghost Fire Talk is where I bring a light teaching of God's word to encourage myself and to encourage you. First of all, it encouraged me. It's a way of keeping that relationship built with the Lord. You know, dear heart, we have something to do even after our deliverance. We must get into God's word. God's word, that is Him. We need to know about Him. And we need to be obedient unto His word. And when we disobey God's word, dear heart, that caused God to withdraw Himself from us. Of course, He loves us. You know, just like our children, we love our children. But when they do wrong, we kind of distance ourselves from them, but we still love them. Okay? Same way with God. You know, we do wrong. You know, God would distance Himself from us because He hates sin. But He still loves us. Praise God. God's not going to tolerate sin, especially when it's willfully sin. That's why the Lord uses men and women of God to bring one to the truth. You know, because how can one hear about Jesus unless there's a preacher, someone who tell it, they hear it. Now they're going to be excuseless. Everyone who stand before the Lord, dear, will be excuseless. They can't say, well, Lord, if I'd known it, I would have done it. Not so. God always make it known. So, you know, my scripture reference today is coming from 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. You know, in this ministry, God has blessed me this ministry since 1994. But when it comes down to the deliverance program, it started in 2012. And I have seen a lot, dealt with different types of personalities, people, the different cases, you know. And I have seen the scheme and traps of the enemy in which how he deceive us if we allow him to, and how he deceiving people. But the main traps and deception that I've been seeing is that how seducing spirits and doctrines and doctrines of devils is getting very active in the land amongst God's children, to the point that many shall depart from the faith, and many have departed from the faith. I have seen the deception of seducing spirits and doctrine of the devil, where the devil will supply a person's need, where they become well known and get a great following, you know, in the media for years and years. Then all of a sudden, something happened where the person bring a wrong teaching. And because they have that great following, and the following been following for a long time, they believe and trust them, they adhere to that, to those lying spirits, those seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. They adhere to those doctrines and start following, start doing the same. And they fall into deception. And that's what 1 Timothy 4 chapter say. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Behold, I am seeing that. I am seeing how those seducing spirits, now they always use the word of God, but they twist it. They use it out of content. How those seducing spirits and doctrine of the devil is speaking to God's children, telling them that it is God, it is the Holy Spirit, and they obey. But if they really look closely at what was told them and ask the Holy Spirit to give them two or three witnesses, which is scripture references, in reference to that revelation or in reference to that doctrine that they received, they will find that it's not so. But they don't do that. The ultimate belief is from the Holy Spirit. When it's not scriptural. It's not scriptural. To say speaking lies in hypocrisy. That means hypocrisy. You know, you're speaking the truth, but you're doing contrary to the word of God. You're not being obedient. And I have seen many, and hear many, speaking the truth, but their life is a lie. That's hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is you say you one way, but behind closed doors, you another way. Never seen so many Christians who curses, you know, in the front of everybody, hallelujah, Jesus, praise the Lord. But at home, filthiness comes out their mouth. Curse words come out their mouth. Anger. But again, in front of everybody, posting scriptures on their social media, and they totally from it. So speaking lies in hypocrisy. Having their conscience sheared with a hot iron. Don't even have a conscience. Don't care. As long as they able to deceive someone. Because, you know what? When you believe them, that puts you in the same category. Because the Lord once told me there were two types of people in hell. One who spoke a lie and one who believed a lie. So when you believe that they're lies, you are in the same predicament as they are. The seducing spirit and doctrine of the devil have you as well. And the scripture says, in the latter time, some shall depart. And I think one scripture said many. Many shall depart. Three, forbidden to marry. See, they don't marry, don't believe in marrying. They believe in living together until they get married. You know, that's not scriptural. No. Forbidden to marry. No. You know, that. And again, the devil used the word of God and twisted it to make them feel like they made the right decision. And then if they are married, the devil would use the scripture to cause you to leave your spouse. To leave your spouse. See, these are seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. Forbidden to marry and commanded to abstain from meat. Same way. Tell you, you know, become a vegetarian, become a vegan. You know, if you eat that, this, that, other will happen. Make it a doctrine. And there have been people who have died from becoming a vegan, that they have died because their body was not getting the nourishment that it needed, which God has created to receive with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. 5. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. And you got some people that really, like the vegan, oh, they really against you eating meat. I mean, it's just a religious thing to them. I mean, it's like they will curse you out and almost kill you if they see you killing the animal and eating the animal. You know, Jesus ate meat. The scripture said that he ate meat. Praise God. Anytime someone try to make you feel condemned about a thing, you could believe that is a seducing spirit and a doctrine of devil. Number 6, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Yeah, we have to be put in remembrance of God's word because of those seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. You know, I opened up my email this morning. So I had an email from Bob Larson, and I was, well, really not really surprised to see when he said Joyce Meyer has encouraged her followers to get tattoos. She was going to get one, and she encouraged her followers. You know what? That's why the Lord told us to be imitator of him, not of mankind. See, that's a seducing spirit and the doctrines of devil. That is not of God. You get tied into that body piercing tattoo covenant. I have dealt with that spirit. That spirit had manifested in deliverance sessions that I conducted. And remember one deliverance session I did? I want to say it was Shanika, but I'm not for sure. And I was ministering the 5 prayers, and when I got to the point where I disconnect, I don't think it was Shanika, I think it was another lady. I never, because this was an audio, and I never seen the person to know what they had on their body, but I disconnected her from that body piercing tattoo covenant. The moment I said that demon manifested. And that thing was angry. And I asked her, do you have a tattoo? She said, yeah. And she told me, I think she said it was under her neck. And they thought, you better stay away. And the Lord said, and let a time shun shall depart from his faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. Like, it's this other well-known minister, I'm not going to call his name, years ago. He broke up with his wife. Next thing you know, he's in the pulpit teaching the men it's okay to masturbate. God wants you to masturbate. And he has a great following. Great men of God right now, Joseph, you know, be invited to his ministry. That's why We contend for the faith that was first delivered to us through the apostles in the word of the living God, the word of God. Anybody who come and say differently, that is a seducing spirit and a doctrine of devil. And the word of God said, some and many shall depart from the faith because of it, because of these spirits. So 6 again say, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. See, we have to keep reminding our brothers and sisters of the word of God, what Jesus said. What would Jesus do? What did he do? How would he do it? And Lord said, when we do that, we are a good minister of Jesus Christ. Nourish up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. 7, but refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Refuse profane and old wise fables, superstition, what mama and daddy said. What granddad and grandmama said, what they did, refuse that. But instead, exercise yourself unto godliness. Seek to be holy before the Lord. 8, for bodily exercise profits little. The bodily exercise, it helps some. But godliness is profitable to all things, having promise of the life that is now and of that which is to come. So bodily exercise is temporary. It's just for the moment, for this temporary life we in. But our spiritual life, which is godliness, it's eternal. It's profitable to all things. It's eternal. Eternal. It's for now and it's for later. Praise the living God. Pursue holiness. Amen. Now, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. 10, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach. See, when we contend to the faith that was first delivered to us, you know, stay in the word of God, be obedient to the word of God, speak the word of God, live the word of God, we're going to suffer reproach. We're going to suffer rejection. And it's first going to start at our home, then abroad. We're going to be rejected because we trust in the living God, who is the savior of all men, which is mankind, especially of those that believe. So we're going to suffer reproach, ridicule, rejection. Don't count it strange when these things happen. Actually, it comes with the territory. You should rejoice because of who you are. Where you should have the problem when everybody receive you. When everybody receive you, that's when you should have a problem. It's, oh God, what I'm doing wrong? Because everybody receive me because you said it. And everybody receive you, something ain't right. Because that's how they did the false prophet. They received the false prophet. Now say, these things command and teach. Not only talking to Timothy, but he's talking to every minister of Christ Jesus. Every minister of Christ Jesus, a good minister of Christ. We should command and teach these things. 12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So we're supposed to be an example of a believer, not just in our word, but also our daily conversation, in charity, as our giving, in spirit, in our spirit, in faith, in purity. 13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. You know, this is the Holy Spirit through Paul talking to Timothy. And he's talking to us. We need to give attention to these things until the Lord returns. We should continue in reading the Word, meditating over the Word, exhorting the Word, praise the host, praise His holy name, and give attention to God's doctrine. 14 says, neglect not the gift that is in thee. We all have that gift in us, and that is the Holy Ghost. The same Holy Ghost in Timothy is in us. We're not to neglect him. We're forgiven thee by prophecy with the laying of hand of the presbytery. 15, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy prophecy may appear to all. So we must meditate upon the Word of God. Get busy for the Lord. It don't mean being in a pulpit preaching. No, dear, if that was the case, I never been busy for the Lord, because every church I went to, I was rejected to this day. No, God got so many ideas that He eager to give us, but we must be willing to receive it by faith and then act on it. But the main thing is that we need to really need to know who we are in the Lord, who the Lord is in us. Now we know, I tell you, we know all about our human heritage. Matter of fact, I get that all the time. You know, my mother and father were this, that, and other. Bang, 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 bang. They were this. They were. I just found out they. I mean, they know everything. Some things that they know that weren't even true. But they know it. But then it comes down to who they are in Christ Jesus, and knowing who they are in Christ Jesus, they draw a blank. No. We need to know who we are in Him. Because He is life. That's why sometimes we feel like we're dying. That's why we quickly give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. It's because we don't know who we are in the Lord. We're not meditating upon the things He has given us, which is His Word, so that we know who we are in Him. 15, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy prophecy may appear to all. Yeah, you start talking, a person knows who you full of. Is it the Word, which is true? Or is it seducing spirits or doctrines of devils? 16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, which is faith. See, the apostles only led people to Christ Jesus. They only focus on the Lord. Nothing, nobody else, nothing else but the Lord. Because Jesus was in them. I mean, there was nothing else they could say, because, I mean, they have seen the glorious works of the Lord. They were convinced, and their faith was strong in the Lord. It said, take heed unto thyself, unto the doctrine. Continue in them. Continue in the Word of God. You know, we're supposed to be studying more of the Word of God than reading other books. You know, people can tell you about what's in books that they read, but when it comes down to the Word of God, it draws a blank. I think and praise God, when I first came to Him, well, we did not have a computer. Computer finally came out, but we didn't have one. And I stayed in the Word. I'm glad I did. And they finally came out with the internet. And pastors were teaching against the internet that it was completely of the devil. Even our pastor spoke evil and said the internet was up to devil. He ain't even had no internet. He ain't have a computer. So as a young girl, that confused me. Because I didn't have a computer, didn't want one. But still, I felt like something wasn't right that I'm saying that. So I would, see, when I had a problem, I would go to the Lord. It's sad now, you all, with your problem, you always go to Facebook, your Twitter, Instagram, your social media, and you tell everybody, do you not know that's your reward? And you wonder, well, I can't hear from God. Well, you didn't put God first. You put that social media first. That's why God didn't say nothing. You got your reward. That was a terrible reward, wasn't it? It did not give you peace and joy and happiness. So I went to the Lord about the internet. And this is what the Lord told me. See, the Lord always take you to his word. He always take you to his word. If you get a revelation, if it's of the Holy Ghost, he will take you to his word, written word, to see it. And you don't have to be calling, asking, finding somebody for a confirmation either, because the Holy Ghost is your confirmation. Because the word confirms it. So, Lord took me to the word. He said, Terry, didn't I tell you in my word? I remember reading it too. I set before you life, death, good, and evil. Now you choose. But I'm ready for you to choose life and good so you, your seed may live. I said, yeah. He said, well, the internet is the same way. He said, on that internet, you got life, you got death, you got good, you got evil. So now you choose which way you're going to go. I said, okay. So when I did get the internet, you know what I chose? I chose to go sites that gave me life. I chose to go to the sites that was good. Praise the living God. Ain't God good, dear heart? So in order to prevent departing from the faith, we need to stay in the word of God and in the context of God's word. We can't listen to these seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, being selective of God's word and twisting and turning to fit our case. Like for instance, you marry. If you got married, you and your husband wasn't saved. But now you became saved. And you begin now to see those spirits in yourself. So you get delivered. Well, you see those spirits in your spouse. But your spouse hadn't gotten delivered and haven't expressed any concern about being delivered. So now you're dealing with those spirits in your spouse. So now and it's going on too long now. So now, the doctrines of the devil are telling you, you need to leave your spouse dealing with that spirit. You can do bad all by yourself. First of all, that revelation didn't come from the word. You need to ask yourself, show me in the word for the Lord telling me to leave my unconverted spouse. Show me in the word. But you don't do that. You give in to that seducing spirit and that doctrine of the devil. When the word of God tells you to pray for your spouse, also is to act godly before your spouse. Because you never know, your spouse may see Christ Jesus in your actions, in your reactions, and you win them over. Praise the living God. I can give you other examples, but if I do, you will say, Evander King talking about me. Yeah. Not necessarily you, but whoever does such things, the word of God talks about us. The God who warned us about these seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Yes, dear heart. Stay in the word of God with context in context. Don't take it out of context. Be careful of the books that you read. Very confusing. And those seducing spirits and Dr. Devil make you understand it. And but when you mention it to a seasoned child of God, they're like, where did you get that from? Because they already know you got it from a book. It's not scripture. Stay in the word of God. The Holy Spirit, he reveals truth. He leads us into truth. At his time, he'll give us a deeper understanding, a deeper revelation of his word. But what's important is that we be obedient unto the word that the Lord gives us. It's not so much in how much you know that's going to please God. It's your obedience. It's our obedience what pleases God. Having faith in him and being obedient unto him. Praise the living God. So beware, dear heart, of this day and time. The Spirit of God is still speaking expressly that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I have seen it and is seeing it. That's why when a person gives in to the spirit, they go back to how they used to be. The things that they knew, that they believed that was wrong because the word of God says so, they go back to do those things. And I look at them, I say, they done went back. But they still think they got that same relationship with the Lord, just like Saul. Especially Solomon. Just like Solomon. He thought he could go back and dabble into sin, sexual sin, and jump up and then anoint him or be on him. God gave him a chance to repent. He didn't. And that last time he jumped up, that was his last time. He realized the anointing was not there. Jesus was gone. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Sin grieves him. And especially it's willful sinning. It grieves him. We cannot willful sin think we still have that same relationship with the Lord. No. There have been many great men and women, especially men of God, who fell into sexual sin. They had a great anointing before they fell. But they fell into sexual sin. And they repented and God forgave them. But you know, it never was at that level of anointing again. They were never at that level of anointing again. That's right, because sin grieves the Holy Spirit. So in the latter day, which is our day now, many are departing or have departed from the faith, giving heed to lying spirits. Where is that seduces you? You know, when you seduce somebody, you do it cunningly. You actually tell a person what they want to hear. But it's not what God says. And you're really seducing them. And also doctrines of devils. The devils have their own doctrine. They take the word of God and they twist it. Praise the living God. God, you are so good. You are merciful. You said if we sin and we repent, we come humble ourselves and realize that we have sinned, that we have done wrong, with the intention of not doing wrong again, you say you will forgive us, and you do. And we thank you. But we're not going to give in to those lying spirit, seducing spirit doctrines of the devil, and telling us that we can do it again because you will forgive us again. We ain't taking that chance. We're not taking a disadvantage of your loving grace and mercy. Because tomorrow is not promised to us. Not even the next moment is promised to us. You said the moment that we hear your voice, for us to not to harden our hearts. We just thank you for your grace and your love and mercy. Thank you for keeping us, because we want to be kept of you. We refuse to walk away from you. We refuse to snatch away from you. Our desire is to know more of you and to be more like you, for you are holy. For you told us to be holy because you are holy. Regardless of what we have to go through on this earth, because we're going to go through some things because our Savior went through some things. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on earth. He went through rejection. He went through being misunderstood. He went through people being offended at what he said and what he did. And he's in us by his Spirit. That means we're going to go through the same thing. And Father, we have come to realize that. And we accept our cross. And realize Jesus had the bigger cross, and we got our cross, the small cross to bear. Father, we thank you for strengthening us with your Spirit so that we can endure and bear all things that must happen. Because if you don't give us the strength to bear, we cannot endure. Thank you for not only the spiritual strength, but the physical strength as well. We thank you. And we glorify you and magnify you always. In Jesus' mighty name. Dear, be a good minister of Christ. A good minister of Christ. Remind others of the faith. Faith in Christ Jesus. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith in God helps us to keep going strong in the Lord. Faith in God protects us from seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, because we have faith in him, faith in his word. Glory to his holy name. Glory to his holy name. Glory to his holy name. Praise the living God. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this live broadcast, Holy Ghost Fire Talk. Remember, I come on live on Monday and Fridays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Also Tuesdays at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Shalom Morning Prayer. Come out, dear heart. Come and listen to the Holy Spirit talk to you. You know, as you meditate on hearing the word of the living God being taught, trusting in what you hear in his word, the Holy Spirit will give you more revelation. Never come saying within yourself, well, I already know this. Therefore, we don't know what we ought to know. Remember who God is, the Holy Ghost. He is endless in revelation. You could know a thing and you have given revelation and you'd be like, oh, I didn't know this, mean this as well. A lot we don't know. So praise God for your encouragement and join me for this live broadcast. But truly, it's an encouragement for you to sacrifice your time to join me for this live broadcast. Remember, in my program, I have over 1,000 teachings. Go back to those archives. The Word of God is forever. It's never old. I got older, as you could see. When it's a video message, but the word of God don't grow old. Amen. The Ancient of Days, praise God. It's relevant even now. So what I'm going to do, if you're at work, and I unmute you, you can just quickly say, I have any question. Now, the question is only pertaining to the message, okay? Praise God. So I'm going to unmute 8539, that's the last 4 digits of the number that you
calling from. Do you have any question? 85. Hey, who am I speaking to?
This is Nahila.
Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I enjoyed the message. I don't have any questions, but I just wanted to thank you.
Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in, being a blessing. You know, I want to let you know that I could see the mighty work that God is doing in your life, Nahalia.
Thank you. I'm so grateful.
Please continue strong in His Word. Stay in His Word. As you're doing now, continue in His Word.
Okay.
If you continue in His Word, within a few years, God will use you mightily. Not now, He says.
In a few years.
Your faith got to get more deeply rooted in His Word.
Okay.
And you will be a fireball for the Lord. Devil will hate when you get up in the morning. Oh, she's up again. That's what they said.
Glory to God. Thank you.
So you continue in His Word, okay?
Okay.
Praise God.
Thank you, Evangelist King. Glory to God.
You're welcome. All right, I'm going to unmute 09-02. Do you have any questions pertaining to the message?
No questions pertaining to the message. Thank you.
This is not my sister, Lisa.
Yes,
you
it is. Hello,
in His Word, Lisa. Stay in His Word. Stay in His Word, Lisa. Okay. I know you love reading other books, and that's good. But stay in His Word. Let me tell y'all something. I know things by the Holy Ghost, okay? If the Holy Ghost don't tell me, I don't know. All right? So the Lord says, okay. You know, even my testimony, when I first started out with the Lord, I seriously didn't know nothing about God. You know nothing about Jesus. And the Lord spoke to me, told me to go to the Christian bookstore. You ever hear that story, Lisa?
Yes, when he directed you to a certain section and said, just stay in that section.
No, not that session. He said, stick with the offers that I'm going to reveal to you. The offers. Yeah. It's the author. So I did. I didn't know anything about Kenneth Hagin, Left the Sun Wrong, Colin, Benny Hinn, what the female, Hillary Vanity, Katherine Kuhlman. I didn't know nothing about those folks. But as the Holy Spirit pointed out, the book, they were the author. So I started reading it. But I knew it, and I had the Bible. And I knew that whatever I read in the book took me right to the Bible. So the Holy Spirit is telling me, if you read the book, and it doesn't make reference to the Word of God in context, throw that book away. Okay? You discard that book because it'll bring confusion. And I noticed that at least one of them taught on faith in God, and the authority of the believer. So, Lord, that's why you told me to stick with this, with these authors, not go anywhere else, because I would have went somewhere else. They would have taught differently, and I ended up being confused. I'm glad I was obedient. So again, when you read the book, if it doesn't make reference to the Word of God in context, Lord said you discard that book. Okay? But let your reading of the Holy Word, the Holy Scripture, outweigh you reading any books. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Sister Lisa, for tuning in and encouraging me. I need all the encouragement I can get. You know, sometimes the devil would be slapping you. You know, that means, you know, you're going through different trials and tests. And, you know, the devil would bang, bang, slap you. And God turn around and send people to encourage you.
Amen. Praise God.
You know, devil sometimes will slap us, but hey, I ain't falling down. I'm slapping them back.
And this too
not,
shall pass.
But not giving up. Praise God. So thank you for the encouragement. Okay. Praise God.
Yeah. Good King.
All right, 7497. Do you have any questions pertaining to the message?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Now, who am I speaking to? Just the first name.
Nina.
Oh, this is Sister Nina. Well, thank you for joining in, Nina.
Yeah.
For joining, being a blessing. And as you heard me say up to the other young lady, stay in the Word. Now, Nina, stay in the Word of God with the intent of living by every word that proceeds out of God's mouth. That's your intent.
Yes.
Intent to teach. That's where a lot of people are messing up. But intent is to live by every word that comes out of his mouth. That's your reasoning for being in his word.
Okay.
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 Amen. And if you do that, girl, then at the Holy Ghost timing, which is years later, and then this walk is not microwave. The microwave is sticking in and get back. That's why you got so many microwave prophets and prophetesses. They went out before they died. They didn't wait. God got to take us through some things. You see. If you say the word of God with a tent of living by every word, every word, don't be selective in this word, but every word that proceeds out of his mouth. And at his appointed time, years later, he'll use you mighty. You're a mighty woman of God. Catching my dear. Nina the exorcist.
Yes. Okay,
the
Lord thank you.
Said, these signs shall follow them who believe in my name. That's one of the signs. You can't tell the Lord, well, I ain't ready to cast out devils. Well, you just don't believe, do you? Because that's what the Word of God says. So just stay in the Word with the tent of living by every word that comes out of his mouth. Okay?
Okay.
Praise God. Thank you for your encouragement. All right. 6465. You have any questions pertaining to the message?
No, Evangelist King, I don't have any questions.
Now, who I'm speaking with? Just the first name.
This is Carla.
Oh, Carla, sometimes I can recognize your voice and sometimes I can't. I didn't recognize it this morning. Praise God. Carla is a teacher. Carla is a teacher naturally, and she's a teacher spiritually. God's going to use you mightily in teaching his word. And the gift of teaching, that's awesome. That's very important in this day and time now. Finding people that teach you the word of God, line by line, and precept by precept, so a person can understand. Carla's a great teacher. But I haven't forgotten you. I call you later on sometime this afternoon. Okay.
Praise okay. Yeah,
thank you for your encouragement.
Oh,
All right, everybody. Praise God. So be sure to join in tomorrow. Carla going to be hosting Shalom Morning Prayer at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come in and give her that encouragement. Again, don't compare her to me. We have two different personalities here. Holy Spirit used me differently than he used her, but the same Holy Spirit. Okay? So praise God for come out and encourage her. So I'll see you again on the next Holy Ghost Fire Talk. Okay? Praise God. Just go to the website you want to tune in to the live broadcast at thechildrenmike.org/radio and give instructions on how to tune in. All right? All right now, continue to have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Shalom.